Hello everyone, it's your girl Melissa, and this is another episode of the Aerotechs. And as we all know, this month has been tagged the guy code. Yes, and with me, I told you guys earlier this month that I'll be having a special guest with me, and yes, he's right here with me on this show. So can you please introduce yourself to everyone?
Hey guys, my name is Prince Bright, and I'm a content creator, a new media trainer, and I'm a social media influencer, and I'm happy to be here today.
Thank you so much for being here with us. We are very, very grateful. As you guys know, this is the Aerotechs podcast, and I want you guys to stay tuned for so much, but we'll be back with a lot of fun, and trust me, this will be... Okay. So guys, welcome once more to the Aerotechs, and like I said before, we have a guest with us, Prince Bright, and he will be taking with me, he'll be anchoring this particular episode, which is the grand finale of the Guy Code. So Prince Bright, I'll ask you a series of questions, of course, which you should know by now. So the first one is going to be, what exactly do you want, like, in a relationship, boy-girl relationship, what exactly do you want from your woman to either keep you or sustain the relationship? What on what do you think necessary for that relationship to grow?
Okay. Well, thank you once again for having me. And basically what I want in a lady, you know, in a relationship is, I target three. So I have three major things I look up to or look forward to in a relationship and all of that. The number one is honesty. You know, I like when my girl is honest with me. I mean, like, tell me everything that I need to know. So many times when I discuss this with a couple of friends, they'd be like, what if it hurts you? I say, okay, fine. I want to be hurt if it's the truth. I mean, just tell me the truth. Like, let me know what's going on. Don't hide anything from me. Tell it to me. And when you go out and come back and I'm like, how's your day? I want you to be able to tell me every single thing that happened. Like, make me your gist partner in certain things, and look at me as somebody you can confide in, and all of that. So I enjoy those things in a relationship.
So it's easy to take all the pain.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that as long as it's the truth. I really cherish truth a lot, so I can do anything to get the truth. I mean, like, I love the truth. I want to know the truth. So I hate when something is hidden from me, because I'm not this kind of person that hides things. I can tell you every single thing that happened. And so I always like to get that in return. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Number two is, you know, be close. I mean, like, this kind of person, I like when my girl is clingy. Like, I can't just be sitting here and you're sitting over there and we're watching TV. No, you've got to be sitting with me right here. We're watching this TV together. If my head is not on you, yours should be on me. I mean, like, you know, that kind of thing. Like,
it should be a button contact.
There should be this gun body thing. There should be a body contact stuff. You get so I like it that way. I like my girl to be that. I mean, just make me your friend. Like, come closer. Let's be best friends. And you know, that kind of thing. Don't distance yourself and a whole lot of things like that. So that's number two, right? Then number three, which I always like, is I like my girl to have a goal and a vision. She should have something that drives her, and she
carrier
should have
something. Woman.
You say what?
I say the career woman kind of person.
Yeah. I want not really. It doesn't really have to be a career thing, but have a goal. Have something that, okay, you want to be able to do. There's something you are working towards to achieve at the end, and all of that. So don't just be there. And you just do something. It doesn't have to be business or maybe get a job. It could be just you have a dream and all of that. Then I'm ready to push a dream for you. I'm this kind of guy, like, if my girl says, okay, she has things she's doing. For example, let's say my girl is a writer and she loves to just write. She just loves to write. There's maybe not necessarily to make money, but she just loves to write. And maybe if cooking and maybe washing clothes and doing some other chores is getting in the way, I can actually get somebody to do all that while she focuses on her dream. Yeah, that's the kind of person I am. And that's what I'm looking for in a relationship. I want you to have a goal, have a set goal that you want to achieve, have a purpose, and have something that you're driving for. Yep.
Okay. So I won't ask Prince Bright if he's single or not, but you guys have heard it over there. So if you feel like you have all these qualities of keeping him, you guys just do well to put it in the comment section. So we'll be back again with so much more, and I want you guys to just stay tuned.
All right.
Okay, so we're back again. As we all know, this month and this this segment is tagged Guy Code, and I'm not a guy, as you all of you know too. So I mean, that's more reason why I brought Prince right here, so he can give me an insight on this whole Guy Code thing. I'm looking for expo. I'm helping all of us here look for expo. So, Prince Bright, could you like break down for me what this whole Guy Code thing is all about?
Okay. Guy Code is an unspoken word that is spoken with the eyes, and it generally actually refers to an off-book rules and regulations that guide guys in relationship with your gender, like with our gender, like guys to guys stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't necessarily have to do with just what you guys feel about we women, or it has to do with generally every one of you guys out there, everybody, like both the males and the females. It doesn't have to do with a particular gender, right?
No.
Okay. So if you don't mind, like, just give me at least like a snippet of a few of this whole Guy Code thing. I hear some a lot, and I really don't seem to understand them. So if you can like give me some of them and like break it down in a way that maybe me I can understand, and then the rest of us too can understand it.
Okay. First off, a guy must not snitch on a fellow guy. I mean, like, you have to be able to cover up for your guy. Don't snitch and all of that. Then the guy must not go for his guy's babe. You know, you don't try.
What if she's
like, you're breaking the code and rules if you're doing that. It's not moral in the code sets. It's not moral. You don't do that, and it's bad. Trust me, it's bad for you to go for a guy's babe. Yeah, because every guy is automatically on that is good, trust me. Yeah. And a guy must support his fellow guy no matter what. I mean, you have to be a sidekick. You have to support your guy no matter what. Like, be there for him. Try to turn up when he needs you, and try to do as much as you can within your power to make sure things happen for him when he needs them the most. Yeah.
Okay.
Then a guy must not spill a secret to a lady. So if I tell my guy something, you don't take it to a lady. Don't take it to a lady.
Why? What if is an issue or a problem, and you feel like she's the only one who can fix it, or she knows or probably has a way around those type of things, so it shouldn't still be said to her?
If that's gonna happen, you have to let me know, then I can decide. But I won't just tell you and then you just take it to her straight. No, you don't spill a secret to a lady.
But does that also have to apply to we ladies? Like, when we tell you guys things, will people still go behind and say shitty things about what I've told you guys? So is that also not part of the Guy Code?
It depends. You know, many times people tend to break the rules. I mean, we're humans. But then, normally, you shouldn't do that. Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
And also, whatever she tells you, keep it a secret. Yeah,
Okay.
that's what we just that's what you just talked about right now. So if your
Yeah,
lady tells
yeah.
you, keep it a secret. Don't take it to your guy, because he's your guy. You don't take it out to meet him and start saying things, blah blah blah, and all of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so these are just some of them, you know.
So there's
What should I tell you?
no other way I can
Now, there are other ones. Okay, let me just list some more. Although there's a lot, but let me just give you these few ones. Now, never ignore a fist bump, or fist bumps rather.
that for you
Don't.
guys then.
Yeah, for we guys, you don't
Nothing
ignore it.
from Adams, just give your fist bump to anybody.
I mean, that's what we do as guys, man. You just sometimes when you meet a guy or you meet two guys, the way you see them talking, it's at the end you now discover that these guys, they didn't even know they said before, but you just see this one just kind of like, hey, Chief Alpha. So you give yourself the fist bump and you're like, oh, maybe he's this guy, but then you don't even know him from anywhere. So that's just how it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And your friend's sisters are off limits, please. I mean, if I have a friend, you don't try my sister. Don't. It's you're breaking this code. Like, don't try my sister.
Could be found anywhere and everywhere. It could be with your sister.
No, you don't try my sister. It's on very, very rare cases, like very, very rare cases that you can try that. But for me, don't try my sister. My friend, please don't.
It seems like guys' life is actually that simple. Like you guys just have this list of things that just guide and rule the people, unlike us.
Yeah, we tend to do that a lot. I mean, it's pretty simple. So that's why we tend to have less problems than you or me,
Oh,
because
I don't have problems
you
now.
see what?
Well, the ones that have problems
I didn't say that. Oh
now.
yeah.
Okay. So,
So
customs demand, I usually throw out a question to my guests.
okay.
Yeah. So, imagine a scenario.
Yeah.
You're supposed
Okay.
to a woman toast up, I say. So,
Yeah.
what things can we do? It might be actions, it could be words, it could be punchlines, whatever thing it is. Just what do you do? Like, get her attention or make her like your stuff like that. What exactly? What are the things you do to do all of those?
Basically, personally, what I do is I look for a connection point at that moment. I mean, like, okay, what is around that I can connect with? You know, I don't just go at you and the next thing I'm dropping lines and dropping lines. Nah, I don't really do that. A lot of my friends do that a lot, but I don't do the line thing. I tend to, because I'm a very straightforward person, and so I tend to connect with you on the thing that I know is actually on point at that moment in time. For example, if let's say I'm at an eatery, or let's say a sit out in some of the parks, and I see a lady I like to maybe, so I can walk up to her and ask her a few questions, stuff like I can start with, sorry, can I join you? And then she agrees. Many times they do agree, because it depends on how polite you get at it. And all of that, depending on how polite you do it. So I'm like, oh, can I sit there and stuff like that? Or I can just go and like, sorry, is somebody here? And I'm like, oh no. Then I sit then. I was like, okay, sorry, why are you here? Like, why did you come out here? Then I can just tell you why I came out here. And I'm like, okay, why did you come out here and stuff like that? Then before you know, I'm like, okay. Then I tend to add humor to it and make her laugh. She laughs and all of that. Like, oh wow, we're doing all of that then. Give or take, in 20, 25 minutes, she's laughed. We've got talking. When you come as a new person, you think we've been friends for long and all of that. Then there are some other ones I do, which is really risky in a way. Like, I can
Risky.
just, I can just see a lady and I just walk up to her and I'm like, you know what? Can you just act like we've been friends 6 years and stuff like that? So I'm just like, okay,
Wow.
yeah, stuff like that. I can just. I can just go see her maybe on the table, and I just see with her like, please, can you just act like we've been friends since like for 6 years now and all of that. And I'm like, okay, so what are you eating? What can I get yours? What can I get? Blah, blah, blah. Those kind of things you get. So, and then she's like, you know, at that point, she doesn't know why I'm doing that. She tends to try to cover up for me.
The element of surprise.
Exactly. You get. So, and at the end, we get to connect, Snapchat, WhatsApp, we just move on, and that's how it happens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't do all this, hey, pretty lady, why are you working?
Nah, I don't do that. Everybody has their own style. I don't use these lines. I don't use those lines because I don't want it to look like, okay, at first you just see a lady and you just want to have her. I mean, sometimes those pickup lines make it look like, you have an intention in a way. So I tend to try to go through steps. I mean, be a friend, you know, you get supportive, and after a long while, then you can start chipping it in. Don't be too fast. I mean, where are we rushing to?
Yeah, we have the whole world to ourselves, right?
Yeah. So.
Okay, that was really nice to have you here.
Yeah.
So guys, like I said before, I was not going to ask if he's single or not, but you guys should make your own guess and drop your comments wherever it's supposed to be. we'll call it a wrap for tonight, and same time again next week, Friday. See you guys.
Bye.